Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Bob Brill. Our top local stories. LA City Council is set to make some changes to its new law requiring proof of vaccination to get into many LA businesses like gyms and hair salons, indoor restaurants, and the like.
The LA City Council is scheduled to look at tweaking the ordinance to require proof of vaccination for only those 12 and older, instead of everyone who's now eligible for the COVID vaccine, which also includes kids between the ages of 5 and 11. Paul Koretz is an LA City Councilman. He says they'll hold off on that for a while.
It will probably be a little more difficult because we know small children are less likely to get seriously ill from it, but they are definitely capable of spreading it to their relatives.
The city council is also poised to ease the burden on shopping centers, which often have many entrances, requiring them instead to post signs about proof of vaccination and warning people that they're subject to spot checks, instead of having the malls check every person who walks in every door. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A judge has denied an application by the LA City Firefighters Union over a temporary restraining order preventing enforcement of a COVID mandate. The judge said there's no immediate need for it, but did schedule a hearing on December 2nd on whether a preliminary injunction should be issued. City employees must show full proof of vaccine compliance by the end of the workday on December 18th or face possible termination. The union warned of staffing shortages and poor labor relations if the TRO was not issued. And LA leaders want to keep large companies from making the local housing crisis worse. The city council will consider a motion today by Council President Nuri Martinez that's aimed at preventing tech companies and equity firms from purchasing single-family housing as investments. If the motion is passed, it could help keep affordable homes in reach of potential buyers. Voting underway on a new contract between the 60,000-member IATSE union and the major Hollywood studios. The voting will end Sunday, and results are expected on Monday. LA Times reporter Anusha Sakui tells KNX that pay increases seem to be overshadowed by demands for better working conditions on film sets.
Yeah, many are happy with the proposal. You know, some of the union leadership have called it the best contract they've ever seen. It includes things like 54 hours guaranteed weekend rest, which they did. You know, they didn't have any guaranteed rest or weekends before, and that puts an end to a big thing called Fratterdays, which is when Fridays would sort of bleed into the Saturday, and crews found that they really only had one day off a week.
But some union members say the contract doesn't go far enough, that the grueling 14-hour workdays on the set would continue without guarantees of meal or rest breaks. Political landscape of California about to change as a result of the loss of a congressional seat.
The census took a seat away from the state, and the redistricting to accommodate that is likely to make some areas more competitive for both Republicans and Democrats. An example, says Politico's Jeremy White, Orange County.
It looks like it makes things a little more difficult for Congresswoman Katie Porter, a Democrat who has really sort of gotten a lot of national attention since first winning the seat in 2018. This map would slice away some of the more liberal parts of her district, like the city of Irvine, make it a little tougher for her. Conversely, Congresswoman Michelle Steele, Republican, who similarly has recently claimed this seat, would get some of that more Democratic area. And so potentially see a little bit more competitive of a seat.
That's his interpretation of the latest map from the commission just out. But there's a lot to be done before it's final next month. Dick Helton, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There is potentially radioactive dust in the air in the San Fernando Valley after the U.S. Department of Energy demolished a building at the highly contaminated Santa Susana Field Lab. The building was part of a complex used to develop nuclear reactors, and NBC4 reports that it might not be the first time radioactive dust and ash has traveled to nearby neighborhoods. A peer-reviewed study found that the 2018 Woolsey fire took some of that material as far as Thousand Oaks, which is 9 miles away. One suspect has been killed, another wounded, in a shooting involving a sheriff's deputy at a gas station in the city of Commerce. L.A. County Sheriff's spokeswoman Grace Medrano tells KNX this happened just before 4 this morning at the station on Whittier Boulevard.
One suspect was struck by gunfire and was transported to a local hospital. The deputy did sustain facial injuries and was also transported to a local hospital.
Sheriff's Department says the deputy was stabbed in the face, but he's expected to recover. They say that deputy saw the two suspects attempting to start a fire at the gas station before that confrontation. The parents of a 15-month-old Harupa Valley girl are now facing charges. The baby died from a fentanyl overdose. The 20-year-old mother has been charged with murder. 22-year-old father facing endangerment charges. Riverside County Sheriff's investigators cited evidence that allegedly shows that that couple was responsible for the fentanyl that was ingested. The two are scheduled to appear in court on Monday.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.